Some people change the world by being loud. Some change it by being kind. And some change it by refusing to disappear. Hello, explorers. Welcome to Faithfully Explore. I'm Laura, and today we're meeting a real-life hero from our Belief Backpack Heroes series. People from history who teach us how to be brave, caring, and true to ourselves. Our hero today is Sylvia Rivera. Sylvia was a trailblazer, someone who went first when things were unfair so others could follow. She stood up for herself and for people who were often ignored. She was an LGBTQ+ activist and one of the first transgender leaders fighting for equality. If some of those words are new, that's okay, we'll explore them together. By the end of our journey, you'll see why Sylvia Rivera's story belongs in our belief backpack, packed with courage, compassion, and the power of being yourself. So take a deep breath, zip up your backpack, and let's explore. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack. In a neighborhood in the Bronx, New York, a little child named Sylvia was born in 1951. Sylvia's mom was from Venezuela and her dad was from Puerto Rico. So Sylvia grew up with Latina heritage, but life wasn't easy for her. When Sylvia was very little, her father left and her mother passed away, so she had to live with her grandmother. Sylvia was assigned male when she was born. People called her a boy back then. But as Sylvia grew, she felt inside that she was a girl. She loved trying on dresses and makeup, imagining herself as a beautiful girl. But Sylvia's grandmother didn't understand. In those days, most people didn't understand or accept boys who wanted to be girls. Her grandmother even scolded and hurt Sylvia for dressing differently. That's so sad, isn't it? No one should be hurt for being themselves.
Why would anyone be mad about Sylvia dressing how she liked?
That's a good question. Sometimes people fear or dislike things they don't understand. Sylvia's grandma thought a boy should only dress and act like a boy. But Sylvia knew who she was inside, and she was being true to herself. By the time Sylvia was in sixth grade, around 11 years old, life at home was unbearable. Kids at school even picked on her for looking feminine. One day, Sylvia decided she couldn't stay where she wasn't accepted. So she ran away from home at only 11 years old. Can you imagine? 11 is so young. That's like a fifth grader having to live on their own. She wandered the streets of New York City with no home and no family to take care of her. It was very tough. She often didn't have enough to eat or a safe place to sleep. But guess what? Sylvia was strong and hopeful, even during those hard times. She found a new family among other people who felt like she did. In the Times Square area, she met a group of drag queens. These were often men who dressed in dazzling dresses, wigs, and makeup to express themselves or perform. They were bright, bold, and welcoming. These new friends took Sylvia in and protected her. They understood what it felt like to be different. In fact, they helped her choose the name Sylvia. With their love, Sylvia felt safe to be who she truly was, a girl and a budding drag queen herself. She finally had people who accepted her. Even though Sylvia's new life was still hard, she never lost her kind heart. She knew what it felt like to be lonely and hurt. So she promised herself she'd help others like her someday. Now let's fast forward to a hot summer night in 1969. Sylvia is 17 years old, a teenager, Imagine it's just past midnight in Greenwich Village, New York City. You hear music and laughing pouring out of a place called the Stonewall Inn, a special gathering spot where LGBTQ plus people, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and others can dance and be themselves. Back in the 1960s, it was one of the few places they felt safe, because being openly gay or transgender was not accepted by most people, and even against the law in some ways. Can you believe that? People could get arrested just for wearing clothes that didn't match the gender others thought they should be, or for loving someone of the same gender. That was very unfair. Sylvia is inside the Stonewall Inn with her friends, enjoying the music. Suddenly, bang! The doors burst open. Police officers rush in. They shout that they're raiding the place. That means shutting it down. The music stops. Everyone goes quiet and tense. These police have done this before. They've come in and arrest people just for being LGBTQ+. Normally, people would be scared and some would try to run away. But this night is different. Sylvia and her friends are tired of running and hiding. They've done nothing wrong by being themselves. Why should they be treated like criminals? As the police start roughly grabbing people, someone shouts, "No more!" Others cheer and push back. A crowd gathers outside the bar. Sylvia runs outside with them. Sylvia hears people all around her calling out for freedom. The noise is loud. The moment feels tense. She might feel nervous, but she's also feeling something new. Courage. She's surrounded by her community, people standing close together, refusing to be silent anymore. The police expected everyone to be scared and go home, but Sylvia and her friends stood their ground. More and more people joined in. They pushed the police back into the bar and kept them from arresting more people. It was chaos. But in that chaos was pride and unity. The protests continued not just that night, but for several nights in a row all along the street. Sylvia was there through it all. She later remembered not even going home or sleeping for 6 nights. At one point during those protests, Sylvia exclaimed, "I'm not missing a moment of this. It's the revolution." Revolution? That's a big word. It means a huge change, like turning the world upside down to make it better. Sylvia felt like this was the beginning of a huge change for her community.
Wow, she really stayed up all night for almost a week?
She sure did. That's how passionate and brave she was. That week in 1969, which we now call the Stonewall Uprising, was a turning point. It's often considered the birth of the modern LGBTQ plus rights movement. People like Sylvia said, "No more hiding. We deserve to be treated fairly and with respect." And they inspired thousands of others to speak up too. The next year, 1970, people organized the first Pride Parade in New York City to remember what happened at Stonewall and to celebrate people being openly themselves. Today, Pride Parades happen all over the world every year with rainbow flags, music, and dancing. All because of those brave folks in 1969, including Sylvia. Let's pause for a fun break to get our bodies moving and feel some of Sylvia's courage. Imagine you're shoulder to shoulder with Sylvia at a peaceful march. Stand up straight and tall like a superhero. Feel that courage in your chest. Now put your arms on your hips in a power pose. Take a deep breath in and out. Next, march in place. Lift your knees one by one as if you're marching for something really important. You can even chant softly, "Be proud, be brave," with each step. Be proud, be brave. Be proud, be brave. Finally, reach one arm up like you're holding a big flag that has all the colors of the rainbow. Wave your arm and imagine those colors shining above you, showing pride. Keep marching for a few more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Whew! Do you feel your heart beating? That little march was our way to stand tall like Sylvia. Okay, take a deep breath and let's jump back into Sylvia's story, because her fight wasn't over after Stonewall. It was just beginning. After the excitement of Stonewall, Sylvia became even more determined to help people. She had a big heart, especially for folks who were homeless like she had been. She knew many transgender people and kids who had been kicked out of their homes needed help. Sylvia had a friend, Marsha P. Johnson, a drag queen who was like a mother to her. Together, Sylvia and Marsha decided to take action. In 1970, they started a group with a very special name, STAR, which stood for Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries. In those days, the word transvestite was used for people who dressed or lived as a different gender, similar to what we mean by transgender today. That word is less used now. We'd just say transgender woman in Sylvia's case. STAR was all about helping. It became a community where transgender and gay youth could come together, talk about the problems they faced, and demand respect. But Sylvia and Marsha did more than just have meetings. They realized a lot of their friends had no safe place to live, just like Sylvia had struggled with. So you know what those two amazing friends did? They actually opened a house for those kids. They rented a building and called it the Star House. Imagine a cozy but messy house full of laughter and people being themselves. Sylvia was only 19, but she became like the mom of Star House. She and Marsha welcomed any young person who needed shelter, food, or even just a hug and understanding. During the day, Sylvia and Marsha would go out to earn money however they could to earn cash to pay for food, rent, and clothes for everyone. It wasn't easy. Sometimes they barely had enough. But Sylvia never gave up on her kids. She knew exactly what it felt like to be cold, hungry, and alone. And she didn't want anyone else to feel that way if she could help it. For a couple years, Star House was a lifesaver for many LGBTQ plus youth. Picture a teenager who had been sleeping in the park, now getting a warm meal at Star House, or a place to sleep safely because of Sylvia. Sylvia created a rainbow family where everyone was accepted. This was one of the first shelters specifically for LGBTQ young people ever. Talk about being a trailblazer. Even though Star House eventually ran out of money and had to close, the idea Sylvia started, that everyone deserves shelter and love, kept inspiring others. Today, there are many shelters and organizations that help LGBTQ+, all following the STAR example. Sylvia's activism didn't stop with STAR. She kept on fighting for fair laws and respect. Sometimes, even the larger gay and lesbian community didn't treat transgender people nicely or include them. Can you believe that? After all Sylvia and others did at Stonewall, some groups wanted to ignore them because they were different Or they thought transgender issues would make it harder to win overall rights. That hurt Sylvia's feelings a lot, but it also made her angry in a positive way. It fueled her to speak up louder. One time in 1973, a few years after Stonewall, Sylvia was at a big rally during Pride. The organizers didn't want her to go on stage. They were happy to have a parade, but they weren't letting people like Sylvia, a trans, drag queen, and Latina person, have a voice. So what do you think Sylvia did? This feisty woman grabbed the microphone away. She stood in front of thousands of people and passionately shouted that trans people and drag queens deserved respect. She famously told the crowd, "If it wasn't for the drag queen, there would be no gay liberation movement. We're the frontliners." By frontliners, she meant the brave ones at the very front of the fight. Some people in the crowd booed her, which is so sad because she was telling the truth. She and her friends had been on the front line. But Sylvia didn't back down. She spoke her truth anyway. After that, Sylvia actually stepped away from her activism for a little while, feeling hurt that the movement she helped start wasn't always kind to her. But you know what? Sylvia's story didn't end there. In the 1990s, a new generation of activists begged her to come back and lead them. They said, "Sylvia, we need you!" And Sylvia came back. She continued to speak at events, telling young people to keep fighting for everyone in the LGBTQ plus rainbow, not just some. Sylvia believed no one should be left behind. She often reminded people that fighting for equality isn't just about yourself, it's about everybody. She had a powerful message that none of us are free until all of us are free. In other words, if one group is still being treated unfairly, we all need to keep working until everyone is safe and free. Isn't that a beautiful idea? It's like saying we're all in this together. Before we wrap up our adventure, let's play a quick game to see what we remember about Sylvia's story. It's game time! Number one, true or false? Sylvia Rivera ran away from home when she was 11 years old. That is true! Sylvia left home at 11 because her family didn't accept her, and she found a new family on the streets who loved her for who she was. Number two, Sylvia was a leader in fighting for the rights of which community? A, Muslims, B, LGBTQ plus people, C, astronauts. The answer is B, LGBTQ plus people. Sylvia fought for lesbians, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning folks, all the people under the rainbow umbrella, to be treated fairly and with respect. Number three, fill in the blank. Sylvia co-founded a group called STAR, which provided food and shelter to blank in need. Can you remember what that blank is? STAR helped homeless LGBTQ plus youth in need, young people who had no other safe place to go. Sylvia and her friend Marsha gave them a home and hope. Number four, what famous event did Sylvia participate in on June 28th, 1969? A, the first moon landing, B, the Stonewall Uprising, or C, a Broadway musical? the Stonewall Uprising. She was right there when the crowd stood up to the police at the Stonewall Inn, and it kicked off the modern LGBTQ plus rights movement. Number five, Sylvia believed you should never be blank of who you are. She believed you should never be ashamed of who you are. She wanted everyone to feel proud to be themselves. Good job, explorers! You've packed so much knowledge into your brain and heart today. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Sylvia's life teaches us so much about compassion, courage, and standing up for others. So today, we're filling our belief backpack with tools we can use every single day. Being an ally, that means a supportive friend, to people who are different from us is something that we can all do, no matter how old or young. Sylvia cared for the people who were left out. We can do that too. If you have a friend or a classmate who seems different or who others leave out, be the one to reach out. Something as simple as a smile or inviting them to play at recess can make a huge difference. Include everyone in games and conversation. Sometimes being a friend means having bravery, just like Sylvia did. If you see someone being bullied or hear others saying mean things, try to be brave and speak up. You could say something like, "Hey, that's not nice. Let's be kind." Or you can get a teacher or adult to help. It takes courage to do that, but you can do it. Being courageous doesn't mean you're not scared. It means you do the right thing, even if you are afraid. Sylvia once stood up in front of a crowd that was booing. That was super scary. But she did it because it was right. You can channel a bit of Sylvia's courage whenever you defend a friend or stand up to unfairness. One of Sylvia's core messages was, "Be proud of who you are." She lived that message. Even when people told her to be ashamed, she refused. She said, "We should not be afraid of who we are." Being true to yourself means liking yourself for who you are, and also letting others be who they are. Think about what makes you, you. Maybe you love painting, or you feel happiest in cowboy boots, or maybe you have a unique laugh. Those things are awesome. Never let anyone make you feel bad about the things that make you unique. And the flip side is, if you meet someone who's different, celebrate them too. The world would be so boring if everyone were exactly the same. All right, explorers, carry these treasures with you this week and let Sylvia's story guide the way you treat yourself and others. As we finish up, let's remember that Sylvia Rivera's spark is still shining in the world today. Thanks to her, many more people felt brave enough to live openly and kindly. In fact, there is even an organization named after her, the Sylvia Rivera Law Project, that continues her work fighting for transgender people who need legal help and support. Isn't it cool how one person's kindness and bravery can ripple out and create big waves of change? Thank you for joining me in exploring the story of the amazing Sylvia Rivera. She was truly a trailblazer who believed in a world where everyone can shine. And I believe each of you can be trailblazers of kindness in your own schools and communities. See you next time on Faithfully Explore. Stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring that wonderful world around you.